Bison win in three. They go 2-0 for the night. Head coach Trevor Hoynes, are you exhausted? I am. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired. I'm tired. Mentally fatigued would be a good descriptor of me right now, because we had to fight all night. I just don't think we ever really got going, but we were able to fight through, and I just told this team, that's what I'm proud about guys, because you guys have fought through. We've been down multiple times this year, obviously, but we were able to fight through and come away with two, and, Cambridge is a really good team. Gosh, they play good defense, and then Cozad, we just came out flat early, but this is a good team. They're playing really, really well right now. It wasn't our best night, but I think we came through, and that shows the grit and fight that they have.
Boy, both teams had some hits. Both teams had some great defensive plays, long rallies in both the matches you played in.
Yeah, there was. Like we just talked about, Cambridge was just picking up everything. Yeah. I mean, we just could not find a hole, and we were able to get some kills late. Maybe they made a few more mistakes as they got tired as well. But no, we did a lot of, it was just a long rallies, and it was a good night of volleyball. We've got to get ready for Scott's Bluff now tournament. Like I just said, I think we were mentally fatigued just from even last weekend. We fought through it tonight, and that's what I'm proud about them for.
You said at the beginning of the night when we first saw you that you're a little leery of some sickness, and maybe thought Jaylee Walgren wasn't feeling good. But if she doesn't feel good, if that's the way she plays when she doesn't feel good, let her do that every night, huh?
Well, I'd still prefer 100% sure. Feel it. But, yeah, we're fighting some sickness, which everyone is at this point of the year. It just hits your team, and you hope you can make it through. And she really battled and gutted it out. She looks better on the court than I think she probably actually feels. But, no, she played really well. She swung hard. I thought she played great defense for us. Callie was another one, got a lot of run tonight. I thought she had some kills. And then I think Abby probably was our most consistent of the night. Just her energy was great. Yeah. And I think that's what the difference was versus Cozad in set three, is Abby came out like, I'm setting the tone with my energy. Doesn't matter if I get a block kill. They hit it in the net while I'm there, but she set the tone, which is how she reacted out there, and I think that helped us propel into that third set against Cozad and kind of pull away. So
you got a couple of days to work on some things, and that Twin Cities invite to bracket or tournament schedule came out. You got Mitchell, Rapid City, Christian, and Kearney in your pool. That's a problem, I'm sure. Three pretty good teams, huh?
Yeah, Kearney's right around, I think, 10-7, 11-7. Rapid City Central is, I think, maybe lost four on the year, similar to us. And then Mitchell's a team I don't know much about, just because they're far out west.
Right.
But, it's a pretty decent pool. I kind of like our pool. I'm glad we don't have to see an Ogallala or a team we play during the season, so that's kind of nice. Last year we had to play one of them, so.
But it might happen on day two.
Yeah, can happen on day two, but yeah. It's kind of nice not, getting to play some pool play games against some teams that you don't see. So we've got to get ready to go.
And again, you started like at 3 o'clock on Thursday, or on Friday, and don't get done until 3 o'clock on Saturday. So it's like a one day for six matches.
It's a 24-hour marathon. I'm glad we don't have a game till like the following Thursday. Yeah. I think after that, but it's a marathon, and our kind of mental fatigue tonight, working through that. That's something we're going to probably see at this tournament, just because of the way it's set up and how many games you play.
How'd your JVs do across the way?
They won in three, so they played three out of five, since Cambridge didn't have enough, and so they did good. Three out of five
against Cozad,
they won three sets, 3-0, and they're doing a lot of good things. We had a lot of young girls on those teams. It's always nice to get swings, and I'm glad Cozad wanted to play three out of five. So.